All right, so we're going to go ahead and start, and I believe so what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to spell your name, say your name, and then spell your name again.
My name is Meg Little. Megglittle. Once again, that's Meg Little. Meggittle.
Awesome. And then can you go ahead and just say your name and what organization you're from?
I'm Meg Little. I'm from the YDSA, that's Young Democratic Socialists of America. We're a leftist group on campus.
Awesome. And so we invited you to come speak on the show, but I think I discussed with Rob and you that that wasn't going to be a possibility. Could you go into depth about why that wasn't going to be a possibility?
Yeah, of course. So it's the view of the YDSA, as well as the view of the over 700 people that signed the petition that we created, that the speakers, Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump, the organization putting this event on, TPUSA, are perpetuating harmful rhetoric, and that their presence on campus poses a threat to everybody else on campus. So what we want to do is we want to show opposition to this, and we don't want to legitimize their presence on campus. We don't want them on campus. So it doesn't make sense for us to engage with them once they are on the campus. We don't want to legitimize their hate speech by going on a show and pretending to debate with them about these things that really aren't debatable. The rights of people and workers and those in marginalized communities are not up for discussion or debate. These are the lives and the identities of the people on this campus and in this community. So to even pose the idea that we should be able to have an open-ended discussion about, how these things affect our community, and it doesn't matter. Their opinions and their views are by definition violent, and they propose that we should delegitimize and dehumanize the people that are on our campus and in our community, and we don't want to give any credence to that argument. So we don't want to engage with Charlie Kirk. We don't want to engage with TPUSA. We have a strict, no contact policy because of this very thing.
All right. And do you want to add anything else about your personal thoughts or the Young Democrat Socialists at CSU's thoughts about Charlie Kirk and Donald Trump Jr. coming on campus?
Yeah, so we as an organization were just started around the last time that Charlie Kirk came to campus, February of 2018, I believe. And back then, we were a smaller organization. We only had a few members, and we were tabling outside of the event completely peaceably. And neo-Nazis showed up on campus. This event was traumatic for a number of reasons for a number of different groups of people on campus. It doesn't matter if you don't belong to a marginalized community or if you've never experienced hate by these groups or by these people, you can still be hurt and traumatized by their presence on campus and the perpetuation of their rhetoric by people on campus. White supremacy and superiority, which is the root of what TPUSA, Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump, neoconservatives in this day and age all believe in, is an ideology that aims to hurt others. So it doesn't matter if you've never been personally offended by these things, they're still impactful and they still hurt. And we believe that in the first place, administration is perpetuating the, apparent lack of regard for safety of students by having these speakers on campus. And we first of all want students to be safe physically, as in not have neo-Nazis with bats on their very campus trying to learn, but we want them to be psychologically well. And that includes getting rid of white supremacist and neo-Nazi rhetoric that's being perpetuated right now by TPUSA. So their presence on campus today is administration inviting fascists and Nazis to campus. This is so dangerous. This is so incredibly harmful. And the fact that it's not as big of a problem to everybody as it should be is very telling to how these organizations have been hiding what they are. But make no mistake about it, TPUSA, Charlie Kirk, are Nazi organizations. They are fascists. They aim to only hurt the people on this campus.
And then before I let you go, I wanted to ask you one more question. I know there are a lot of students on campus that are planning on doing peaceful protests or sit-ins on the speech that Charlie Kirk is giving. Is the Young Democratic Socialists, are you guys planning on attending any of those?
So part of the reason why we actually don't have a physical presence with the wonderful Charlie Kirk today, is because we're putting on our own event from 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to be over by the lagoon. There's a little tree, the trees by the lagoon. We're going to be over there. We have an open mic set up where we're going to be listening to local musicians. We're going to be doing poetry readings. This is a student solidarity event just to show safety in numbers and just have a space for people to be where they can feel safe and supported by the community. So that's going on from 4 to 6 today. And then we have, we've heard that there's going to be a demonstration, a march to campus. So we, as individual members, some of us are participating in that. I'm included in that group that's participating. As far as sit-ins and things like that, we don't plan to once again legitimize his presence on campus by making a space for ourselves in the room that he's in. We don't see much value in that. So we will be around the event as individuals, but we won't be participating in any peaceful protests. So once again, 4 to 6, open mic by the lagoon. We will be reading poetry, having food, student solidarity events, and then we heard that there's also a march happening at 6 to the UCA.
All right. I'll ask you once again, is there anything else you'd like to add before we end this interview?
I'd just like to add that while this is the YDSA that is putting on the student solidarity event and that I'm talking through right now, once again, the petition that we had over 700 signatures from members of the community as well as just of CSU's campus. So this is a majority opinion, and this is not just a socialist opinion. This is not just a leftist opinion. This is the opinion of the students and the people in this community that we don't want these individuals on our campus. Stand for this to happen in our community.
All right. Well, thank you, Megan.
All right. Thank you. You have a lovely day.